Happy holidays, everyone. This is Kennedy Hawk from the MCM Fan Podcast team, back for our third day of the Decked Halls 2020 event. Each day, I'm going through a different hero with my least played aspect with that hero, building a new deck to play over the holiday season, and see how I can enjoy all these heroes in a new light. Today's topic is Spider-Man in a new deck that I'm going to call Spider-Man Arachnoid. I had a plan with this deck, and the plan was to try to get a bunch of cards in Spider-Man's hand, because when Spider-Man has a lot of cards and he can play Swinging Web Kick and things like that, he just goes bonkers. And that's the goal we still have here. So I'll step you guys through the deck. I already told you the objective, but we'll talk through the deck, talk through the costs, talk through the resource types, and a little bit about the strategy. And then we'll wrap up with a conclusion, and hopefully you guys try out this deck and see how it works. All right, so like I said, the goal of this deck is to draw a lot of cards in hand, and I wanted to do that with some of the new cards that have come out more recently in Marvel Champions. So I'm talking about cards like Press the Advantage. So Press the Advantage is a hero action attack mental resource, so Black Cat can put it in their hand, deal 2 damage to an enemy. If that enemy is stunned or confused, draw a card. Well, guess what? Webbed Up can stun lots of enemies. I also included some cards from Hulk's pack. So Dropkick was a card in Hulk's pack, a 3-cost defense, deal 4 damage to an enemy. If you paid using only physical resources, stun that enemy and draw a card. Only physical resources can be a little hard because Spider-Man's not a character that just wants to pump his deck with physical. I did that a little bit just to help there. My thinking here is if we get a Martial Prowess on the board and we use our spider tracers, or not our spider tracers, our web shooters efficiently, those web shooters provide a wild resource. So hopefully I'm always able to trigger Dropkick, and in my 2 test games, I was. I also brought Toe to Toe, so this is another way to keep getting more and more cards into Spider-Man's hand so he can do more and more things. So let's say you've played Webbed Up on the villain, and you really need them to be stunned so you can play Press the Advantage. Well, if you play Toe to Toe, it's going to trigger for the villain to attack you. Instead of attacking you, it'll clear stunned. It'll deal 5 damage to the villain, and then you can play Press the Advantage because he'll become stunned from Webbed Up. Really, really cool combo with Spider-Man. All right. So let's go through the deck really quick. For allies, we've got 4 allies. We have Black Cat, Spider-Girl, for obvious reasons, it's a spider-themed deck, Mockingbird, and Brawn, because Spider-Man struggles a little bit with the thwarting area, so Brawn should help with that. Under events, we've got 16 events, which is a lot of events. So we've got the 7 that naturally come in Spider-Man's kit, but we've also got 3 copies of Dropkick, 3 copies of Press the Advantage, and 3 copies of Toe-to-Toe. For resources, I included all 3 basic resources, but I also included both copies of Power of Aggression. And this is mainly to continue that we need to trigger Dropkick and get that stun as much as possible. So always want to save these for Dropkick if we can. They can also be useful for other cards, right? Spider-Girl and Brawn both cost more than 2. We've got a couple other cards in the upgrade section as well, so they trigger on enough cards that I thought it was worth inclusion. For supports, I had Ant-Man, and I brought Quinn Carrier. Again, could swap out for Helicarrier, could swap out for Avengers Mansion, but that wild resource is really important to Dropkick since we're not going all in on the physical resources. 13 upgrades to thin my deck. So I got 1 copy of Combat Training, 1 Martial Prowess. I have 3 Honorary Avenger and 2 Counterattack. You could flip-flop that to do 3 Counterattack and 2 Honorary Avenger, and then the 2 Spider Tracers, Web Shooters, and Webbed Up. The real goal here with counterattack is you can set up some really, really cool combos. Say you're at full health, you play toe-to-toe saying, hey, Rhino, come at me. Rhino charges at you for 7. You draw a card because you're Spider-Man. You also have counterattack in play, so you discard it and deal 7 to that enemy, and then he takes 5 from toe-to-toe. Just crazy combinations here within the aggression suite for Spider-Man. I haven't played a ton of aggression with Spider-Man. I've played a lot of Justice. I've played a lot of Leadership, especially recently with all the Voltron stuff going on. And I've even played a lot of Protection because he's got really high natural defense. He can get up to 4 with the Armored Vest. But I haven't played a ton of aggression. So this is pretty fun to try out. I've really enjoyed it. Wanted to go through the costs really quick here because it's a little bit different than the last 2 decks we talked about. Both Black Panther and Captain Marvel had really low cost curves. This one's on the opposite end, and you'll notice I included Power of Aggression, I included all 3 basic resources. So we've got 5 resource cards in that null area, we've got 5 cards that cost 0, 15 cards that cost 1, so still over half our deck costs under 1 and under, which is good. We've got 4 cards that are 2 costs, 9 cards that are 3 costs, this is where it gets a little big, and 2 cards that are 4 costs, so that's 11 cards in your deck that cost 3 or more. So You're going to really need to trigger your spider senses as many times as possible to get lots of cards in your hand and be able to play all these cards. It's really weird for a cost curve. I always try to have the most at 0 and 1 and the least at 3 and 4. We still kind of have that going, but if you look at it, it's kind of like an upside down W or an M. There's like this low point at 2 because we ended up just with a lot of cards that cost 3. Quinn Carrier, Mockingbird, 3 drop kicks, Brawn, 3 swinging web kicks. That's a lot of meat of your deck. It's pretty expensive, so you're going to want to really make sure you get enough resources that you can do that. Some of the ways you can do that trick, so counterattack. Obviously, it's a hero response when you play it, but you can use Peter's scientist ability to pay for counterattack. Same thing with combat training, martial prowess, all your allies. Use Peter's ability as much as possible. I know a lot of people like Captain America's ability because he reduces the cost of an ally. Think of Peter's ability in the same light. He reduces the cost of an ally that you play an alter ego, but he can also reduce the cost of any card that's not a hero action event that you play, pretty much, right? You can play Brawn, Mockingbird, Quinn Carrier, all those things, Spider Tracers. Use Peter's scientist ability to really abate the cost that incurs in this deck. So like I already mentioned, the strategy is to get the villain stunned. You're not trying to stun lock the villain. This isn't a I want to stun the villain every turn deck. But it's, I want to stun the villain and then use that stun status for something else. So one thing you might do is stun the villain and then play toe-to-toe because the villain attacks you, it clears stunned, and then the villain takes 5. So it's a 1-cost 5 damage attack, especially if you have another stunned in your hand ready to go. You don't want to waste that card. Let's say you stunned the villain and for some reason you have Dropkick in your hand and you can afford it. Well, if you use toe-to-toe, it'll clear stunned. You can play Dropkick again and get that full advantage out of it. The other thing you can do is stun and then press the advantage to get that extra card draw from that. There's also a couple other little combos in there, right? We have toe-to-toe and counterattack. We have all sorts of things like that. So really pay attention to those unique 2-card combos that have really developed in aggression over the last couple months. This was a really fun deck in the 2 games I played it with. I played 1 solo game, and then I played 1 2-player game so far, and I have really appreciated the aggression aspect more. So far we've done 2 aggression decks, and it seems like aggression is on the lower end for a lot of heroes for me, which is surprising because I always thought it was my second favorite aspect. But as we get further and further into the heroes that have been released, that may change. So this was Spider-Man Arachnoid. Again, you're trying to draw a bunch of cards in your hand, trying to do it through any means necessary, whether it's stunning, getting the villain to attack you, using your spider senses. Just get those cards into your hand and go for the win. So hope you guys enjoyed this. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about a deck that I built with She-Hulk. So almost done with the core set, and then we start moving on to those expansion heroes in Deck Talls 2020. Have a great day. Have a great holiday.